In his briefing to the United Nations Security Council, International Criminal Court prosecutor Karim Khan warned that recent human rights violations against civilians in Darfur since mid-April are reminiscent of the 2003-2004 Darfur War. The United States accused former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir administration of committing genocide in that conflict.
The simple truth is that we are in this council and in the world as we see increasing reports in peril of allowing history to repeat itself. The same miserable history that compelled this council in 2005 to refer this Darfur situation to the ICC. As we speak, there are women and children, boys and girls, old and young, in fear of their lives, living with uncertainty in the midst of conflict, and as their homes are burnt, many as we speak will not know what the night will bring and what fate awaits them tomorrow.
The United Nations said the previous war in Darfur killed hundreds of thousands of people and displaced millions. The ICC issued arrest warrants against former President Bashir and four others on charges of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. Speaking to the council on Thursday, Khan said recent reports suggest a similar pattern of targeting non-Arab tribes in Darfur, especially the town of Al-Jineina in West Darfur State.
The Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights released a report which detailed allegations concerning the killing of 87 ethnic Masalit, allegedly by the RSF and members of their allied militia in West Darfur. We are investigating those allegations.
The RSF has repeatedly denied the paramilitaries have engaged in ethnic targeting in Darfur. An RSF advisor told VOA on Tuesday that it welcomes an ICC investigation into allegations of ethnic targeting, but takes issue with accusations made by human rights organizations against the RSF before an investigation is completed. The U.S. State Department said on Thursday, the atrocities and violence in Darfur demand accountability and justice for the victims. The statement applauded the ICC announcement that alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity would be investigated and subject to prosecution. Khan says his office is investigating alleged human rights violations being committed in Darfur now under the same mandate the Security Council granted the ICC regarding Darfur in 2005.
Our mandate pursuant to Security Council Resolution 1593 is ongoing with respect of crimes within our jurisdiction, the crimes of genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. And any individual who is found to be committing those crimes within our jurisdictions will be investigated, and depending upon assessments by the independent judges of the ICC, we will strain every sinew and leave no stone unturned to ensure that they are held accountable in fair and independent trials.
The ICC currently is trying Ali Muhammad Ali Abdurrahman, also known as Ali Kosheb, who is one of the five people the ICC indicted in Darfur's earlier war. He is charged with more than 30 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity committed. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.